Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yo, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I don't know if you were listening before the break. Maybe you just tuned in. Oh, you were probably listening. As the Knicks are tied 89-89, I just laughed as Marco came in here. I'm trying to get a picture on my phone. I told you that Karl Anthony Towns was seen wearing this ugly Kelly Green Eagle sweater. They made him take it off. Next thing you know, I look up on the screen. He's wearing a Knicks shirt, like a collared Knicks shirt. They made him take that goofy nonsense off. I'm sorry, I got a kick out of that. I just was talking about, like, bro, you play for the New York Knicks. Wear some team-issued merch down there in Philly. It is New York versus Philadelphia. It's divisional week. The game isn't today. You're a grown-ass man, dog. You're not a little boy rooting for the Eagles anymore. You're in street clothes. Out of all the decisions you could have made as a millionaire, with options, you could be in Gucci, Louis, Fendi, Prada. You could rock Ronnie Fieg's Kith Knicks collab. And I think that might have been what the shirt is. It looks like a nice Knicks shirt. I can't get a picture of him. Where is he at? They made him take that Eagles shirt off, and I want to know who was responsible for that decision. If it was the head coach, if it was maybe Leon Rose got on the phone. Somebody told him, hey, bro, this is not playing well online. You're out with a thumb injury. You're attracting way too much negative attention.
I sure in that. That's my responsibility.
Tommy T said, yo, what are you thinking? What are you thinking, bro? The Eagles own the Giants. And a lot of these Knicks fans are Giants fans. They don't want to see this right now. 888-808-1019. I mean, a lot of Knicks fans are also Jets fans. I don't know how you guys feel about the Eagles. You shouldn't feel great about the Eagles. Jets haven't been in the playoffs. Eagles are consistently in the playoffs. Moose in Jamaica, my guy, you're back on the Fan.
You're Keith, what it do?
You're what up?
Chilling. So yeah, the whole thing with the Jets, I want to speak on that quickly if I have a second. Mm-hmm. I'll give my opinion on getting Ke'Bryan Hayes. Mm-hmm. Real quick, I believe the 33rd team is like planning this whole first round, second round. I believe they're in the second round of interviews. That's what I read and heard. For the GM, and the coaches are in the first round of interviews, because if I'm not mistaken, the 33rd team probably wants the GM that they hire to be on the interview for the coach, because the GM got to pick the personnel for the coach to come up with the scheme for it.
You would think the order of operations would be to hire the GM and have him have a say on the coach he's going to be working with, yes.
Yeah, so for lack of a better term, we may not hear about a Jets GM being hired for another week or two, and then the coach.
They have interviewed more GMs than coaches, but I don't know. The latest was Vance Joseph today. I don't think he really has a shot if Aaron Glenn is leaning towards it. You know, Vance Joseph was just seen arguing on the sidelines with Sean Payton with the Broncos.
Yeah, but and quickly on the whole Ke'Bryan Hayes, I'm down, solid fielder, good contact hitter. Give up Peraza and or Oswaldo, and preferably a pitching prospect, and I'm cool with that. I don't want to give up too much for Ke'Bryan.
Not Dominguez.
Hayes. He hasn't been.
Not Dominguez.
Not Dominguez. Not Dominguez. Definitely not. Thanks for taking my call, Keith. Enjoy.
Not Spencer Jones either. Thanks for the call, Moose. Like, no, you can get Ke'Bryan Hayes. You can send him three players, but not Dominguez, not Spencer Jones. If you want to send an infielder as far as Peraza or Cabrera, sure, a pitching prospect, I don't know, send them Everson Pereira if they want an outfielder. Lou and Astoria on the Fan. Welcome back, Lou.
Hello, Keith. How are you? How's the family?
Hey, everybody is good, great. The baby is now officially a year and 9 months.
I want you and your wife to try to do have a team in bowling. You know, I bowl twice a week.
Bowling?
Great sport in the league. You can make money in that, but, you know, I'm just saying. I know, but the kid is going
to
be a...
You said go to bowling?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get hurt. Or a baseball player. Make sure that you also have a family team. And bowling is pretty good. I'm telling you, especially right now.
Anyway, I don't know. Okay, you got it. Yeah.
Okay, it's a Dominican thing. Now, Carl Anthony Towns, which is Dominican, what are you doing? Wearing somebody else's, the enemy's jersey? That's ridiculous. He should be fine right there. But anyway.
what does that have to do with him being Dominican?
You know what? No, but I'm going to go Dominican tonight, if you don't mind.
Yeah, but what does Carl Anthony Towns being Dominican have to do with him wearing the Eagles jersey on the bench?
He's Dominican dude, and I just wanted, because I called before, Mr. Jason Dominguez and Melky Cabrera. Uh-huh. Let me tell you what happened to Melky Cabrera one time in a dugout. He had a radio, and Alex Rodriguez told him, wanted to play Tomerengue. You know, that's Spanish music?
Yes, sir.
And then... Melky did so, okay, because every time Alex Rodriguez, it's according to Melky Cabrera, says that every time Alex Rodriguez hit a home run, he went to him and gave him $500 cash. So Frank Teixeira go and shut the radio off. According to Melky, Alex Rodriguez went over and put Max Teixeira against the wall, and he claims that that's the reason why, even though he was a decent center fielder, he was traded away. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's on social media.
I faintly remember hearing some story about this from somewhere years ago. I faintly remember hearing this story. I don't know if it's true or not, but I do remember hearing this story come up.
Okay. So you're aware of it?
Yes.
Now, with Jason Dominguez, all I wanted the Yankees to do is, you know, you accommodated Soto. You put him in right field because, you know what, it's the best position for him. And you have the best player in the team and Judge play all over the place. Why can't you just give the guy a chance and Jason Dominguez, let him play center field, move Bellinger to left field, and that way, you know, we find out in 2 or 3 years if he's the future of this team. I don't want Miguel Andujar things that happen. I don't want this guy to really be punished. Because he's not playing in the right position. I just wanted to give him the same chance as Volpe is getting. That's it. Take care and take care, brother.
Thanks for the call, Lou. Yeah, I think he is. I think he's going to get the opportunity to be the everyday center fielder in camp. I think Bellinger, who obviously could play center field, could play left field, could play right field, he's still young enough to run, and he told Boone. And Boone just was on an interview on MLB Network talking about the first thing that Bellinger said to him was, I don't care where you play me. Like, okay, if you don't care and it's going to help the team for Dominguez to go back to his true position, looking at batters straight on, hit the ball to center field, that's what's best for the Yankees. If Cody Bellinger feels comfortable playing left field and just needs reps in spring training where George M. Steinbrenner Field is the same dimensions, and if he's going to feel comfortable chasing down those short balls that fall into no man's land in left field and those tough ones against the wall foul territory, like, come on. Or those ones in the gap that you got to really run down in a warning track. I feel better about a veteran in Cody Bellinger, a guy that is more willing to go do that than a young player that's trying to get his, you know, footing. And Jason Dominguez, I'd rather him play his true position. 888-808-1019. At least start there. At least try. I just think it's stupid to, like, say, all right, Jason, you got to learn how to play left field because we've got Cody Bellinger now. No, I think the other way around makes a lot more sense. Dominguez, go back to your true position. Cody, you being the veteran, you being the new player here, you having experience in all the outfield positions, go have at it, bro. Knock yourself out. 888-808-1019. And I really do hope that they continue with this family stuff. Like I said, Clay Bellinger's son, Cody Bellinger, and Key Brian Hayes, Charlie Hayes' son, playing on the same team together. I think that'd be great. Clay Bellinger played for the Yankees. I think him and Charlie Hayes just missed each other. I think Charlie Hayes, was there 1 year maybe they overlapped? Let me look at their baseball reference. Nah, yeah, I was right. Charlie Hayes was out of here, and Clay Bellinger came in. Clay Bellinger came in 99 to in 2000, and Charlie Hayes was out of here 97. So they just missed each other. But who cares? Put their sons together, and that's a great storyline. You know, it'll be mentioned by Susan. It'll be mentioned by Dave Sims. It'll be mentioned by the Caster. It'll be mentioned by Keith McPherson. Joe is in New York. Joe, you're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? First time.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Welcome in.
Big fan. Big fan of yours.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just wondering, who do you think the Yankees could potentially like target? Like, I know like there's all this stuff, like a bunch of people, but like, who do you think is like actual, like realistic
for a trade this offseason? What are we saying? Target for what position?
At third base or like anyone?
I feel like we're running out of options, and Key Brian Hayes is like the latest new option.
I know.
You know,
I love LeMayo and all, but like after his foot injury, you know.
You know what's crazy, bro? I put in my notes today with DJ, and I thought back. I'm like, damn. So today is 4 years since the Yankees signed DJ LeMahieu to that 6-year, $90 million contract. And they went the extra 6 year to bring down the AAV. And I remember how desperate we were to keep him, thinking like, just pay him, just pay him. I know I was. I just was like, yo, we need this guy. He's a machine, man. He's automatic. He's what we need in this lineup. It's crazy how fast things change. But I don't want to go with him. I just don't want to go with him as... I don't want to go with any of the internal options. I just think you got to strive for more. You got to build a complete team.
Yeah, but who the Yankees would want to trade? Like, who they want to trade for example? Like, who's the running out of options, as you said? I'm saying, but like, who are they?
Who Brian Hayes now, because Nolan Arenado isn't a real thing. Luis Arraez isn't a real thing. I know I floated Ryan McMahon's name out there. Not a real thing. Signing Bregman? Nope. So it's like, if they're not going to go with internal options, now the flavor of the week is Key Brian Hayes. Some have mentioned Jorge Polanco. I'm good on Jorge Polanco. If we can go younger with a Key Brian Hayes and the family ties, I just don't. And you know what? There is a part of me that says this, because they could maybe trade for Key Brian Hayes at the deadline. I don't want to do it because I want more. You get to the World Series, you lose Juan Soto. You kind of reconfigure, have a philosophy change, and stack the deck. Keep stacking the deck. Like, don't rest on. Like, we know what DJ is. Yeah. We know what Cabrera is. We know what Peraza is. And people are trying to sell me on, well, what if DJ's healthy? No. No. Well, Cabrera, oh, he was great in the beginning of the year last year. Yeah, but doesn't mean he's going to be great at the beginning of the year this year. Oh, Peraza, give him some run. Give him an actual chance to play every day. No, he hits 188. I can't rest on that. This is a World Series team. This is a weak American League. They should smoke the American League. They should win 100 games. They should go right to the World Series, right back to the World Series, and be ready to face whoever it is in the National League.
Yeah. Like, who do you think the Yankees would be willing to give up for Brian Hayes?
I don't know. I was talking about the article suggesting Jason Dominguez. That's a no-go for me.
No.
But then, you know, it goes on to suggest another infielder like an Oswaldo Cabrera or Oswald Peraza, and then a pitching prospect like a Zach Messinger. If they got to give up Will Warren, if they got to, you know, I'm fine with that. I just don't think you can give up Dominguez when you're expecting him to start.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, Keith. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. Yeah, man. And that call, what was it? Was his name Pat or Paul for a minute? I'm sorry. Take so many calls, I forget. But it was so triggering talking about that third inning. I'll never live it down. My wife and I will never live it down. I gave away tickets to that game, surprised some random people on the street. I got blessed that game just through connections and opportunities and reaching out and shaking some trees. I had some tickets from Major League Baseball. I had an upgrade to being Legends, and I wanted to bring my wife to the World Series, and we did, and we went. And my wife, who has been with me in every section from 400 to 300 to 200 to 100 to front row in Legends to suites, everything, you know, we're in the field level in Legends. And she's like, I kind of want to go out where, like, the regular fans are. I'm like, what do you mean regular fans? Like, the regular people. I'm like, all right. And we had the ticket to go to section 133, row 5, seats 5 and 6. I'll never forget it, man. And I didn't get out there until the 5th inning. It was the weirdest thing, weirdest omen. It was so odd to me. It was like a outer body experience in a negative way. I'm sweating. One of my boys saw me. He was in a row over. He was like, "Bro, you were going through it." It was a nightmare. As they started unraveling, I'm not cheering. I have my head in my hands. I'm praying, stop the bleeding. And you know, when you watch baseball, if you know the center fielder drops the ball and you don't get that out, the runner advances. Just bad things are about to happen. And then bad went to worse, and worse went to no way did they just blow it this inning. I could not believe it. Volpe with the spike throw, trying to throw to Jazz at third. And people couldn't see from where we were with Mookie and that, like, cue ball that he spun down the line. And I thought, my initial thought was Cole was just, like, so sure, like, that Rizzo had it. And from that angle in left field where I was sitting, I'm telling you, that was a nightmare. That was hell. I'm like, we're facing elimination. No way. No way they had just, like, the worst inning ever in the World Series. I'm in there live. I'm like, I'll never get this out of my mind until we go back and win the World Series. 888-808-1019. It was like everything that could go wrong did. And shout out to Cole. He struck out two guys in that inning. Didn't he strike out Gavin Lux? I think he got Ohtani out. I don't even know, bro. It was such a, like, I was sweating. I, like, broke into, like, a nervous sweat. Because I just knew. I'm like, this is my worst nightmare. We're 1 foot in the air on the way back to LAX. And we're not going to get there. They're up 5-0. Cole's pitching a gem. Like, Judge and Jazz go back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. Stanton homer. The way that the stadium looked. You know what was crazy, too? I was so nervous, and I didn't trust him. I didn't post a thing. I didn't post anything on my Instagram story. I didn't post anything on Twitter. And that's my whole thing. Way before I even got to the fan, people were following me because I went to 40, 50 games a year showing my whole experience. I was so nervous that game. I have some of the videos and pictures in my phone. I might just delete them. That call was triggering. I'm like, I know, I lived it. We all lived it. But, like, I lived it specifically leaving Legends to go sit in section one. I'll never sit in that section again. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. Yeah, yeah. Still here. Knicks are holding on to a small lead with about 13 seconds left. 109-107 down in Philly. They made Carl Anthony Towns change his Eagles shirt. Taking your calls for about another hour until Brooklyn Nets basketball starts. And yeah, I was just reliving game 5, 5th inning of the World Series, the nightmare before Halloween. And I just came up with something new, something that I didn't think about all these weeks and months. I blame Juan Soto for that. I blame Juan Soto for that. Because how did that 5th inning start? Kike Hernandez hit a single to Juan Soto. And when he picked up that ball with his negative mojo, when he picked up that ball with his thoughts of going to the highest bidder, when he picked up that ball already knowing what he was going to say in the post game if they lost, everything unraveled after that. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I was right. Cole struck out Gavin Lux, struck out Ohtani. I remember just thinking, like, come on, yo, we're right there. Then Mookie Betts. Jeez. It was just like all at once. All at once. Freddie Freeman, Teoscar, and 5-5. Yeah, you guys know what happened. But yes, That's my new thing. I'm putting that on Juan Soto too. That bad mojo, that bad energy all started because the ball hit one of the Yankees that wasn't all the way bought in. A guy that was 1 foot out the door that had already practiced his speech with Boris about, I'm available to all 30 teams. My guy Jules out in Oakland, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up? You got it, bro.
Hey, Keith, how's it going? You know, we were talking about your Brian Hayes before, and I think we should start there because third base is still the biggest hole on this team. I'm really not into Jorge Polanco at second too much.
Yeah, you know, and what I was saying earlier about, like, not wanting to just lean on internal options because we know who and what they are, and I don't want to be disappointed again when DJ LeMahieu is no good, when Cabrera has his moments but can't do it consistently, when Peraza's got to get sent back down, like, Can we just like level up? And I think Key Brian Hayes, regardless of the down year that he had, I think he'd be a level up. I think he'd be a step up.
Exactly. I don't know how available he actually is, but it's definitely something worth considering. He's a great defender, obviously. He was like a league average bat in 2023. Last year he got hurt a little bit. But if he can put up like even like a league average numbers like OPS plus around like 100 or whatever, like that's perfect for the Yankees. It'll be like 3-4 war, which is way better than anything they have right now.
Yeah, I just think that the kid would be super motivated to come out of, you know, Pittsburgh and join this Yankees team and compete. And if he hits 260, if he steals some bases and gives us gold glove caliber defense over there at third, he'll fit in just fine. I'm down for it. And you know what? Your thoughts become things, and it's alleged right now. It's rumor right now. But talking about it on the Fan, talking about it online, that's how these things actually start to grow legs. And who knows? Maybe Cashman picks up the phone tomorrow.
Yeah, I love to see it. And he saved like 25 runs in 22 and 23 combined. So he's really elite, as we said. And I think it could be like a Gio Urshela type thing almost. Maybe the Yankees fix the bat a little bit. I think that's like the type of move we got to look for right now. Not going to spend a lot of money probably. Unless they dump Stroman, maybe, but that's not guaranteed. So they got to try to find the guy they think that has potential and upside. Yeah, I don't want to run it back with DJ. No, if he's healthy, this and that. Like, let's just not do that.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'd just rather do better, and I think that the Yankees can. Jules, you're the man. I'll see you soon, bro. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. The Knicks just let them score right here. I'm like trying to watch this game and host a show. It's tied. Let me see his replay. Maxie just gets to the lane with a layup. It was like they let him score. Oh, they're going to call goaltend on that. 109-109 tie game with 2 seconds left. Oh, another thing I got during the break. I said Luis Torrens when I was talking about the Subway Series, I don't know, like a half hour ago. And now the Yankees don't care about the Subway Series, but they might this year. And I couldn't even remember who the catcher was that the Yankees started in those games. It was Carlos Narvaez, not even on the team anymore. Like, the Yankees lined up a bunch of guys to play against the Mets that did not finish the year with the team and no longer on the team. It's just like, it's so obvious that they don't take the crosstown rivalry as serious. And I know my, like, first or second year on the Fan when I said that, people were like, oh my, you can't minimize how big the Subway Series is. I'm like, yeah, to you as a fan, the Yankees don't care. They're just regular season games. What are you trying to say? These are like exhibition games? I said, might as well be. Yeah, they count on the standings. But what did it hurt? What did it stop the Yankees from doing this year? The Yankees being swept by the Mets, did it stop the Yankees from winning the division? Nope. Did it stop the Yankees from winning the pennant? Nope. It also didn't stop the Yankees from winning the World Series. They stopped themselves. Rocco is in Saratoga. Rocco, you're on the Fan.
How are we doing, Keith? How's it going?
It's going, man. Having fun. It's cool to be on for like a little earlier but shorter show, trying to get in a lot of different topics, take calls. You know how it goes. You usually rocking with me and C-Mac in the middle of the night.
Night, yeah, absolutely. I turned you on. I heard, okay, let me try a little early. Okay. Hey, Keith, let's not relive last year's World Series.
It's back. Forever, though.
It's like 04 all over again. I still remember 04.
Yes, 04 was worse, but yeah. Oddly enough, 04 was worse. I was a child then, and it wasn't the World Series, but I'm with you. They all suck. They're just terrible. They're terrible experiences as a fan. Oh, You're paralyzed by them. You can't do anything about it.
No. Yeah, it's going to live with you forever, dude. That's the way. 0-4, up 3 games to 0. We got this.
Unreal.
Just win one more, and we're good to go.
Unreal.
Yeah, 0-1 hurt in the series against the Diamondbacks, but because a blue pit and all the nonsense that could go wrong went wrong. We should have won that one, but okay, it happens. But 0-4, living. I mean, it doesn't go away, Keith. That's the damn problem with these, you know. So you're going
to
remember.
Yeah, but at least they were able to go on and win another World Series. Like, that's the thing. They have to go win another World Series to, like, put some ice on that pain.
We got to do it this year, Keith. I think the team is better without Juan. Frankly, look at how we are.
I don't know that. I won't know until I watch them for a few series.
Team.
Yes.
Don't forget,
team.
We won with Charlie Hayes. We won with Scott Brosius.
Yes.
You don't have to have superstars to win. You have to have a team.
The Dodgers have like 8 superstars.
No, we would have won that. We gave it to them. Shohei was out. He was going to be ineffective because of his shoulder.
That's another thing. So he was hurt. Out. He was neutralized. Them. We had him.
Yes, we had them, Keith. Absolutely. We gave it to them. We gave them the first game that they won, and then we gave them that game, and it was wiped out. But we gave it to them. That's the thing that hurts, is that, you know, it wasn't like they beat us.
That game three is not talked about enough. How much they did not swing the bat, and they were expecting that ump to give them strike calls. It's like, you're at home. You're down 2-0. Swing the bat. Come on. It's a World Series.
That's right, but it didn't happen. Now, I just want to – I'm never going to forget it. There's no way anyone's going to forget it. But I want to sweep it aside, and this year can remedy that. It's going to be tough. You know, Baltimore may not lame up like they did last year. So, you know, Boston got a little better too, you know. So
I don't fear Baltimore. I don't fear Boston. I don't think either one of them – are real threats. They might get us here and there, but overall, they'll stub their toe elsewhere. I think it's the Yankees. Thanks for the call, Rock. I think you got to think the Yankees are the favorites. The pitching is better. The rotation is better. The bullpen is better. Guys that you were relying on last year that were rookies or a year older. Guys that you were relying on that were second-year players or a year older. I got to believe that Judge failing at the highest level, the World Series, did something to him. I got to believe that him becoming a father and life-changing does something to him where he gets in the postseason and it's not so much weight on him. 888-808-1019. Jerry's up in the Bronx where the Yanks play. What's up, Jerry? Jerry. All right, Jerry, you're going to have to hold.
Hello?
I'm saying. We getting late? I'm like, what time is it? It's only 9:36, 7? Like, you guys falling asleep? I'm putting you guys asleep already? I'm used to that at 12:36. Ben is in Connecticut on the Fan in New York.
What's up, Keith?
What's up, man?
How's it going? Well, you know, it's funny. When I called in because I was so excited about a few plays that Josh Hart made in a row, and I thought I was going to be the first Nick call after his W, but of course that's so impressed lately, man. I guess I jinxed us with that. But a couple of plays Josh Hart made down the stretch I wanted to talk about, and one of the reasons why I think he's one of the bigger gamers on this team, I was going to try to nominate him for Casamigos Big Shot of the Night. But he had a huge rebound on the defensive side where he drew a jump ball. And then the next play, he had a steal and a jam. And then the next play after that, he turns into a point guard and is, you know, dishing and swishing to a corner three from Bridges. And I think that this guy, and it goes to what he was saying in the post-game press conferences recently, which is about how, you know, there's no excuse to be tired. We're gamers and we got to play. We got to win. We're not satisfied with where we're at. You know, he's a guy who actually goes on the floor and lays it out there and leads by example, which I really appreciate as a Knicks fan. And he's kind of risen as a guy who many thought when the season started, he might be a little bit the odd man out. But now he's emerged as, you know, a leader once again, and that's kind of what winning players do.
Yeah, he's like that, bro. They thought he'd be a bench guy, maybe odd man out, another triple-double tonight. He speaks in the media and kind of, you know, says what he means, what he feels, and then he goes out on the court and backs it up. They got to get this win. 114-109 now, up five after Brunson knocks down the three. They got to get this win tonight. Can't lose this one. Brunson again from deep. Nope. But, yeah, shout out to Josh Hart. I mean, when you think about the trade to get him here, I don't think anybody expected him to be what he's been over the last couple of years for the Knicks.
Absolutely. And about Cat for a second here, it does seem like we're a much, much, much different and depleted team when he's not out there on the court.
Sure.
You know, to the point where we're losing games that we should win and we're going to overtime against the Sixers. I think the Knicks were, you know, favored by like 6.5 tonight, for example. Like, this was supposed to be a game we win even without him, but they are a much different team without him.
Yeah, he's become so much of their identity. When you don't have him, there's an identity crisis. And you can try to turn it back on and make it the Jalen Brunson show, but some teams have answers for that now. Where's Mikal Bridges at?
Yeah, good question.
He had 21 points tonight. I'm like,
right,
who's got to be the next guy? OG had 15. I don't know. The team is constructed to have Karl Anthony Towns be a dominant force.
Absolutely. One thing you got to love, and I'll finish with this, is I don't know if you've heard, or you probably have the game on mute, I imagine, obviously hosting a show, but you can hear the Let's Go Knicks chants in Philly, man, and that is fun. I mean, if there's one thing that we can agree on is we don't like Philly, and it's kind of fun to see New York take it over every night down there now.
Yeah, my boy Jackson said he went down to this game. He's like, crazy how you could travel to Philly for a game and everything is still cheaper than just the ticket to go see the Knicks in the Garden. Gas, food, beer, ticket is like, if you got the time to go, you know, get in the car, drive 2 hours south, why wouldn't you?
Absolutely. It seems like, I guess, all the Jersey Knicks fans are headed down the turnpike to do that. But, you know, hopefully the birds will be knocked out this weekend, but I don't think so. I'll leave you with that, Keith, and have a good night.
Thanks, man. That's a good segue into some stuff that I got to talk about with the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. It's going to be cold. It's already cold and windy. It's going to snow. When we come back, we'll look at the forecast for these games. I mean, we might get some snow games. We might get some games that are heavily affected by weather. Keith McPherson on the Fan, less than an hour to go. If you'd like to join my show, dial 888-808-1019. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Still here. A little Exhibit C. J Electronica. It's the best line. He's got so many lines from that song. Let me say, he said, it's quite amazing that you rhyme like you do and you shine like you grew up in a shrine in Peru. I need to get back to the bars. I don't have enough time, man. I don't sleep right. And then when I wake up and do what I gotta do, I'm coming right back here and gotta keep the main thing the main thing. Gotta be ready with notes and takes and thoughts and a whole show. I produce my whole show as far as, like, you know, putting together the runner show. Shout out to Connor, obviously, getting us in and out of breaks, playing the beats and handling the audio and stuff like that. But yeah, every day I am reading articles. I am on notifications. I am putting together things for the show. And, you know, even with the Pete Alonso stuff, the way that I put my show notes together, I am now able to search back, because I've been doing this for a while, in the iPhone, in the Notes app, I can search back to 2022. Really like 2023. There's only a couple left from 2022. But I can search all the way back. I can search Pete Alonso and see all the different articles and notes and things. And, you know, that's how I reached all the way back for the quote from Steve Cohen. We want to keep him. He's an important part of our team today and hopefully in the future. We know the fans feel strongly about him. I'm not tone deaf. I totally understand the fans' love of Pete. I hope he hits 55 home runs and makes it so difficult on me in free agency. I would call that a great outcome. Like, that's what your owner said about Pete Alonso before this season. 888-808-1019. The Knicks get the win. I thought it was going to get a little crazy there, but they figured it out in OT. 125-119. Can't lose that game. They told Cat to lose that Eagles shirt, and I'm glad they did. There is a rivalry between New York and Philly, and we don't care that you grew up an Eagles fan. You work for the Knicks. Wear some team-issued merch and not some thrift store Philadelphia Kelly Green Eagles merch. What else were we talking about? Yeah, I'm glad that I relived the nightmare before Halloween, that fifth inning, because I figured something out. You know, the first guy on the Yankees to touch a ball in play was Juan Soto. And when he touched that baseball, it was his negative energy that did it to us. He was the only guy on that team that wasn't bought in. He was the only guy on that team with bad energy. The only guy that was 1 foot out the door with a statement prepared from Boris Korp, who couldn't wait to meet the media because, if you remember correctly, the Yankees were almost swept. So I'm sure Scott and Juan were prepared after game four to tell everybody, oh, nobody's got an advantage with me. I'm available to all 30 teams. Juan, what about the bleacher creatures? What about the fans? Shouldn't that, you know, sway your opinion a little bit? Oh, no, I think that should sway ownership's opinion a little bit. Boris had him ready, and we should have known. Yeah, Juan Soto didn't commit any errors, but the way that the baseball gods work, that negative energy from his hand on that baseball, now forever I'm putting that fifth inning on him. 888-808-1019. We talked about Key Brian Hayes potentially being a trade target for the Yankees to play third base. It's a rumor right now. I don't know how much truth there is to it. It's good talk for radio. We talked about Aaron Glenn having an inside track to the Jets job. Rumors saying that that's his preferred destination. If so, run it. Find a GM. Bring Aaron Glenn in. And, you know, before the break, I started talking about the divisional round and the weather. There's not going to be any weather where Aaron Glenn is in Ford Field in Detroit. They have a dome. But when the Rams come all the way from Arizona to face the Eagles, it's going to be cold. It's going to be snowy. That's what they're saying right now. And that's going to have an effect on the game. I mean, Saquon ran wild on them for 255 yards, 302 all-purpose yards in the dome in L.A. But if it's freezing cold and snowing and you can't really see or throw the ball, yeah, I would give Saquon the ball. And Saquon, don't you dare slide. I still am like, bro, I'm telling you, I needed a Saquon anytime touchdown. I know there's so many of you that probably did. Like, when he slid like that, I screamed. What are you doing? No mas. Go score. It's the same difference. Go score. Get the yardage to get the touchdown. Smoked all of our parlays. What are you thinking? But yeah, snow is expected Sunday in Philly for Rams Eagles. The snow is expected to start at 2:30 in the afternoon, right before the game, and continue through the night. Also, it's going to have the coldest temperatures in over 2 years coming to Philadelphia. So make sure you bundle up. Hopefully there won't be any fans harassing women using terrible words out there. It'll be so cold. Maybe those Eagles fans will just shut up. Watch the game, leave the women and couples alone. What else? I also saw it, you know, in Buffalo, and in 2 years they'll have that brand new Highmark Stadium where, like, if you've seen the 3D renderings and the stuff, like, that stadium is going to be state of the art. Like, there's stuff to, like, block the wind. There's heat lamps on, like, every level. Like, that's going to be the best, like, outdoor cold stadium in football. But yeah, they're also expecting a ton of snow in Buffalo as well. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens going up there to face the Buffalo Bills. So, yeah, we might be in for, you know, some snow games this weekend. They're saying that it's expected to be freezing. It'll be 14 degrees at kickoff. It'll feel like -3. There'll be some wind and lake snow effects. I just was looking at an article on ESPN about the, like, fans in Kansas City last year who, like, had hypothermia, like somebody had to get amputated. Yeah, good luck out there. You will not catch me out there. I don't do the cold games anymore. 888-808-1019. I believe this show is done at 10:30. I know Brooklyn Nets basketball starts at 10:30, so I'll probably have to be done in the next 30 minutes by like 10:25. So if you want to join the show, call now. When we come back, Mike and Dan, you guys will be first and second. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.